Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Got some sad news to report at the top of the show. Lost a real one today. Lost a legend today. The Iron Sheik is dead at 81 years old. Now, they've changed the age twice today, so I don't think that people actually know what is on his birth certificate, but 81 is the new age that they have landed on. We will respect it because it's TMZ. There he is. Let's put him up on the screen there. My God.
Dude. I mean, they're going to have to take the mustache to a lab to find out how old he really is.
Probably. But, you know, with Liv buying up PGA in Saudi Arabia, just buying out golf in general, what did he know?
He was the only man brave enough to step up.
And yeah. What did he know?
His opinion.
What did he know that they had to fucking kill him?
Well, Iran and Saudi Arabia are definitely enemies.
Is he Iranian? Is he even from the Middle East? Let's be honest. Is he a Mexican and they just shaved his head and fucking painted him up wrestling style? Be real, dude.
No, he's actually...
He's Iranian.
We're positive on this?
Yes. Yes, he was born in Iran.
Yes.
Man.
He was a made man.
You think so?
Oh, he was.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. There's a lot of questions.
He was born in Iran when it was dope.
Yeah.
He
was born about 10 years before the CIA overthrew their fucking, you know, democratically elected government. Actually, it was more of an imperial government, I guess, but and installed, you know, religious fundamentalists.
So yeah.
Wasn't he like a bodyguard or something for?
Probably, yeah. I mean, he looks like he's a pretty big dude.
He was part of the Iranian Greco-Roman wrestling.
Whatever he was, yeah. Dude. He was a hero. And he should be cherished as such. Now, you guys know the rules. Whenever somebody dies like this, a celebrity, I immediately go to their Twitter or Instagram and see what their last video was or their thoughts and feelings.
Well, he's been pretty active on Twitter in his later years.
Oh, yeah.
Talking a lot of shit.
In all caps. Only all caps.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he can't see that well, I would imagine.
But one of his last tweets yesterday, which is very on brand, was "Fuck Hogan." I like that a lot. So did he know he was going to die? He fired off like 30 tweets yesterday, and I was like, did he know he was going to die? Because if so, fuck Hogan is a great way
to go
out.
Pull up his Twitter, and let's look at all the tweets from yesterday.
Yeah, let's pull it up. Tell the audience who we have here today as our guest. I can't say what he said to me earlier.
So. His name's Matt Lyta, and he was born in a trailer park.
Yeah, he's a real piece of shit.
Absolutely.
He's a real piece of shit.
He's the president of BizDev at Nine Line Apparel.
There you go.
And he also brought us barbecue today.
He does, because he says, all I do is bring celebrities lunch. And I said, thank you very much before we came on.
Well, so. You said you were an extra...
Just like Ross, I also have been in movies as extras.
Definitely have
in the background.
I have two extra experiences, by the way. Both were miserable. Were yours good or no?
Dude, I was working from home. I was bored, and Adam Sandler was doing a movie in Savannah. So
no shit.
Yeah,
which one?
The Do-Over. And so for like 3 days, I went on set. We had a really good time. Like Adam was actually really cool. David Spade, not so much, but. Adam was really, really cool. But yeah, it was a fun time. I mean, to watch how everything happens. But yeah, the movie world is nothing that I would ever want to.
So long, isn't it?
It's a miserable day.
I know.
To be honest with you.
I try to tell people, I'm like, hey, bro. Like,
you know, you're getting paid like $10 an hour to be an extra eating M&Ms, and that was about it. And
yeah, hot as shit.
It was hot. It was like the military. You're just sitting around waiting the whole day. And
underneath a tent.
Yeah. It was cool. But yeah. No. But I'm also... avid wrestling fan, so today is my 9/11.
It sure is, dude. Yeah. And I'm sorry for your loss here today. What do we got, Bob? What were his last tweets here? Rest in sheep.
Fuck the wildfires.
Oh yeah. So, dude, watching this last night, I don't know if you guys were watching during the Yankees game last night. There was a thick cloud of smoke over the entire fucking stadium, and people were having trouble breathing.
Yeah, they're so right now in New York City, just breathing the air is like smoking six packs a day or six cigarettes a day.
Yes.
And they've started shutting down flights at JFK and LaGuardia as well.
Yeah, so there was a bunch of upstate teams that were minor league teams. They had canceled games and everything else. I was stunned when I saw that on the news. I didn't hear anything about the Canadian wildfires until the Sheik said it. And then I went to the news, and they said there was 200 wildfires that had magically started at the same time in Canada.
Yeah, I mean, look, nobody gives a fuck about Canada.
I don't, but it's got to be arson, right?
Is it dry up there? I don't know.
What do you
it's
got?
Summertime,
Matt. What do you got? What do you think?
I doubt it's arson.
What do you think it is? 200 wildfires all across the country at the same fucking time?
Maybe God's finally taking care of what we should have taken care of a long time ago.
There it is.
They did burn down the White House in 1812, I believe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we owe them one.
Flush them out.
Yeah.
Let's go up there and take what's ours.
I agree.
Yeah, but is there going to be a Canadian Toby Keith now who sings about the wildfires?
God. Oh, man.
I hope so.
Wildfires, wild heart, wild briars. And then it's just everybody's dead, you know?
Whiskey for my moose.
Seriously, yeah, for my moose.
If Canada burned to the ground right now, how would it affect your life?
Me?
Yeah.
I wouldn't give a shit.
I forget.
I know that's probably terrible to say. I wouldn't care.
I forget that Canada exists.
Same here. Every day I forget it exists. I would be pissed if we lost Mexico.
I have some friends.
I like going to Mexico.
I love Mexico. I'm going tomorrow.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Love Mexico. You're real pissed about that.
Yeah, Mexico's Canada? Like my jam.
Wouldn't give a shit.
Never been. Or actually, I went once. I have zero desire to go back.
I went once up to Vancouver. I had a couple gigs in Vancouver. It's fine.
It's not a bad place to hunt, but.
No, great place to hunt. Brock Lesnar lives there. Which means Sable lives there.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is my childhood of those downloads.
Did you jack off to Sable?
He did in the bathroom. Yeah, when he got here, I was recording a show.
Yes.
And he just texted me like, hey, which bathroom is it okay to jack off in?
To Sable.
So when
specifically to Sable.
Yeah, when you grow up in a trailer, though, and you have to use the internet at the public library, it's got to be a little.
Because you got to wait. It's coming down.
Yeah, you've
got
to run along. They didn't have Wi-Fi back then.
No,
you're running the cable. Take that whole thing into the bathroom.
It was rough. No, I didn't have an opportunity to go to the bathroom.
Oh, you just put.
You just got to be creative.
Oh, yeah. Did you put one of those oil cones over? You know,
I'm a purist. I like it natural. God gave me the oil on my hands.
I got you.
Yeah, that's what I
meant
with.
As a catch. Yeah, to kind of catch it.
No, I like a mess.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you right now. You sure do.
I'm a little bit of a mess myself, so I like creating messes. I like leaving a mess.
I like that.
Yeah. Can we get somebody to run a black light over this guy?
There's
just to see.
I bet you there's cum all over him right now. Everywhere.
Oh, there's a lot of body fluids.
I bet.
Yeah. I mean, I've been on two airplanes today. Who hasn't jacked off on a plane?
Exactly. What do we got for the Sheik here? He said, fuck Hogan. What else did he say?
Now, I wish this was actually...
By the way, wait, before you get on to that, I like how he took like a very brave stance against the wildfires.
Who?
The Sheik.
Oh, he always does, too.
Yeah, it's like, fuck the wildfires. Because a lot of people are out there saying, not fuck the wildfires.
I know.
Just because...
The one thing that
you can't
say about the Sheik was he sat on the fence.
Right.
Yeah.
He was always right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Always right
keep,
in the middle of
keep
it.
Keep going.
Man, this is what I think his last word should have been, probably.
Okay.
Whoever let the dogs out can go fuck yourself.
Did you say that yesterday?
Yep.
Holy shit, dude. What a way to die. Whoever let the dogs out can go fuck yourself.
So just initial thoughts. If it was the Clintons who let the dogs out, obviously that would explain the death today.
Sure.
Right, because they're not going to stand for that shit.
No,
he is the oldest white man that there is. Like,
that's why I said, is he really Iranian? You guys are fucking full of shit.
He's complaining about the dogs in the neighborhood.
They painted him brown. He's a fucking guy from Brooklyn.
Persians are Caucasian.
All right,
technically, he's a white.
All right.
Close enough, and he's been here for fucking 60 years. So
sure has.
Keep going.
Suck it up our oil.
Chat GPT, I guess, ranked the top 10 WWE finishers of all time. To which he responded, "This list, jabroni. List without the camel clutch, Bubba."
Oh, that's true. Was the camel clutch not in the top 10 of all time?
Guess not.
Fuck that, dude.
Isn't the camel clutch basically the crippler crossface? Is that where Benoit got it
from?
That's
where he got it from.
Because he goes backwards.
That camel clutch is stretching that neck, and I've been put in the camel clutch before.
But the crippler crossface is the same. He just has his hands turned around.
Yeah.
The crippler crossface,
he has the arm between the legs. So the camel clutch, he's sitting on his back using his butt to cause the pressure.
Yeah.
The crippler crossface is off to the side.
He's got his hands under the chin, pulling back. It's
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
If he was still wrestling today and alive and everything, would you guys make a branded whatever that stupid shit he wears on his head?
Oh,
like a nine line apparel.
Hang on,
whatever that is.
He signed his rights away, ironically, and there was a company called Roots of Fight. They've been sending podcasts. A big fan of their apparel. Huge,
really cool stuff.
Sorry, yeah.
No. They're not a competitor of ours, and I love their stuff.
Great. So they sent a bunch of stuff to like Rogan, Brendan Schaub. I got a bunch of stuff. One of it was an Iron Sheik collection. So those sweatpants, I got shorts, all of it. And apparently he had done it. I don't know, dynamite vest. Yes.
Things
but
like
he had done it like 6 months ago, I guess. I don't know why the Iron Sheik
But it was awesome, and I thought it was hilarious, and I used to wear it.
I mean, he was huge back in the day. I mean, the rivalry between him and Hogan. I mean, America versus the Middle East, and you know, that was huge.
And he still said, fuck Hogan, so, as of yesterday. The day before he died, that was one of his tweets, fuck Hogan.
When they took the belt off of Sheik and put it on Hogan, going to the ring, his intention, apparently from him, and he said some outlandish things in his life, was in the locker room, talking with the guys, talking with the boys, I'm breaking Hogan's leg.
No shit, for real.
Yes,
that was so he really wanted to break his leg.
He was going. That was his intention. He said in the ring, the thought process was Hogan is the reason why we're getting paydays. Hogan's the reason why we're putting butts in the seats. I understand that aspect of it, even though I hate the guy. And he didn't do it. And he says, and he did a documentary that came out, like I think on HBO Max or something.
But okay,
he has a documentary out that I think he said that, you know, he kind of regrets it now as a.
To not breaking his leg?
Yeah. He kind of wishes he would have.
If that would have happened, we would have fucking nuked that whole goddamn country. During that period of time?
During that period of time, Hogan was America.
We would have blown blown that country off the face of the goddamn
planet. Living in America.
I'm a real American. Real
American. Fight for the rights of every man.
Now, it turns out, instead of fighting for the rights of every man, we were just fighting proxy wars all over the place and fucking people's governments up.
We were, but Hulk Hogan wasn't a part of that.
Well, he was definitely a part of it.
He was not. No, Hulk Hogan's never been in a proxy war.
Hulk Hogan was going out and doing mediocre matches with mediocre moves.
Yep.
Joel, call security. Get this guy the fuck out of here.
Oh, no. You cannot tell me that he was a great wrestler.
Hogan is not
a great wrestler.
All you need is the moves and the personality.
Where's the moves?
I'm sorry. We still do this to this very fucking day.
Yes, he was great on the mic. He was a great crowd worker.
He was not a good worker.
He was not a good worker.
When he fucking hulked up, dude, I lost my shit.
I don't know. The leg drop is the laziest finishing move of all time.
Thank you, Dan. Someone with common sense here.
Okay, what about the scoop slam?
Well, yeah, no. Dude.
Are we on Patreon today?
Yes.
Like he scoop slammed Andre the Giant.
This is fucking crazy.
Hogan is like Cena. He's not a very good wrestler.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my God, dude.
Thank you.
Both of you guys have
you have surrounded yourself with people that know what they're talking about, and I'm proud of that.
He's no good business move.
You're both going to hell.
Jeff Hardy's dead.
Jeff Hardy's not dead.
Oh no, who's the guy that fell out of the rafters?
That was Owen Hart.
Owen Hart.
Jeff Hardy was the emo guy, right?
Yeah.
The brothers of the best.
He lifted fucking Andre the Giant over his head, dude.
He's
the only person to lift up Andre the Giant body slammed him.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 5 is still the greatest of all time.
I'm not gonna argue with that, but Ultimate Warrior did that as well.
But later.
Yes.
Gorilla Press, which is a little different.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it was WrestleMania 3 where he did that.
It was 3. I was in Detroit.
Was it 3?
Yeah.
Who was 5? Was 5...
5 was Hogan Warrior, right?
I think so. Yeah, I think you're right.
Who's the worst character of all time, by the way?
I'm not a big fan of the character. He also would gas himself coming to the ring, apparently. Multiple people have told me that in the ring he would want to go home quick. Well, because he was completely out of gas.
Yeah, when you're fucking like 3 shots deep on D-ball coming into the ring.
Yeah, and he's running down there, exhausted. Hitting the ropes, all of that stuff. Just in the ring, he would get himself gassed. Apparently, WrestleMania 5, 15 minutes into the match, he was like, I want to go home. Hogan's like, nah, man, we got everybody in the palm of our hands.
Yeah.
Was a great match. I mean, it was a very good match, but if you watch the beginning of the match, there was a lot of test of strengths and stuff like that. That was Warrior catching his breath.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And Hogan talks about that.
5 was Macho Man.
Macho Man.
6 was Warrior.
6 was Warrior and Hogan, yeah.
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 Now, was that better than when Goldberg fought Lesnar?
Jesus.
I really enjoyed Goldberg.
I love Goldberg. Lesnar, though, was just kind of a big dude.
They both are, but
Goldberg
had a personality, but he just didn't know how to work in the ring to protect other guys. He was a little wild in the ring.
That's fine. I'll take wild over boring. Roman Reigns is fucking boring.
Roman Reigns is boring.
Boring,
I agree.
Shit.
Yeah.
The Goldberg Lesnar fight is regarded as like one of the worst matches of all time.
Yeah, it's Lesnar's fault. That's not Goldberg.
No, because Goldberg was the second coming of the Warrior, where they just like had this undefeated guy who had like no problems to him. He was perfect. He was everything. He was undefeated, and it was just boring.
Yeah.
And he had that like win streak that he didn't really earn.
The greatest thing that Hogan ever did was turn
that
heel.
He didn't really earn. Like, it's real.
It is real. Kayfabe, dude.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Kayfabe.
And then the biggest fucking disaster of them all, they got rid of fucking Undertaker's WrestleMania record.
Yeah.
So, you know, Taker doesn't remember that match.
Why not?
He got concussed.
Were you with him like an hour ago or something?
I'm going to be here.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm leaving this debauchery and going into being around professionals.
Make sure you take a bath.
That's crazy.
You need to take a bath before you go there, probably.
The last thing he remembers is about 3 o'clock, 3:30 before that match. His wife's in the locker room with him, gives him a kiss, and then he said that for the rest of the evening he turns into the Undertaker.
Sure.
And that's the last thing he remembers. At some point in the match, he got concussed. He woke up. He woke up in the hospital and had no idea where he was. Had the entire match. I mean, wrestled the entire match.
That's why he's one of the greatest of all time.
With muscle memory, I guess. He doesn't remember anything that happened. Doesn't know when the concussion happened. They should have never ended the streak. But, you know, and that's coming from him, and Taker knows this. I did not grow up an Undertaker fan. I was a Ric Flair, Four Horsemen. I was a heel fan.
Yeah.
But Undertaker is...
Big Arn Anderson guy?
I love him. But, dude, smallest dick in wrestling.
It was like a fucking, just what? A little acorn down there.
I've heard
there.
That. Really? Yeah, smallest dick in wrestling, but toughest guy. Yeah.
Well... When you have a small dick, it forces you to be tough.
Yeah, you know? You have to. Yeah, it's a boy named Sue.
Sure.
But, you know, that's what's disappointing is the fact that it's not like he chose that dick. But yet, apparently, women will get onto it. Like, I've got a small dick, and women get onto me about it. And I'm like, it's not my fault that I have a small dick. I didn't walk into a room and choose a 2-inch dick.
Right.
I would have chosen, you know, a really big dick, like a 4-inch one or something.
Right.
But I didn't get that option.
The 2-inch dick chose you.
You be pissed at God.
Right.
Don't be pissed at me.
Are you married?
I am.
And what does she say?
You know, it's after 20 years. She's in it for the paycheck at this point.
Yeah, that makes sense. Makes sense.
But they should have never... Taker should have never lost that match against Brock. They should have never ended the streak there.
I agree.
Didn't need it.
No,
Brock didn't need it. You could have done it with Roman. You could have done it with a lot of other guys there for that storyline. Should have never ended the streak there. But I'm interested in talking to Mark or Taker today about... Iron Sheik.
Well, you know, Bleacher Report has his fight at WrestleMania 25. Shawn Michaels is the best wrestling match of all time.
And it's a good one.
If you've never watched it,
it's a real fucking good one.
If you've never watched it, and it's not even that match, you've got to go for the 2 years prior to that match. Over a 3-year period, he wrestled Shawn Michaels and Triple H at WrestleMania. The storyline there, Mark will tell you, those were the most fun 3 years of his life.
But that's what made it, though, is those fun storylines. Yes. And even with Iron Sheik, I enjoyed the storyline against America versus the Middle East. And I mean, back then, you had movies like Iron Eagle and shit. I mean, that was Chappie Sinclair. If you're playing this right now, chances are I went down.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you're out there and you've got a 15-year-old son, just know that if you get kidnapped by the Iranians, he will get in a fighter jet and come rescue you.
Absolutely. Fuck yeah, dude.
100%.
He's still alive.
Yeah.
He's still alive. What else was his last tweets, Bob?
I think he was just airing grievances at this point.
So that's what I'm getting at. Do you? What
that was
I
his
gathered,
whole Twitter,
and I'm
though.
Not kidding.
That's his whole
Yeah,
Twitter.
But this many tweets in a row, it felt like he knew he was going to die the next day.
I mean, listen, fuck.
I mean, Bob, I'm not kidding. I think there's like 30 tweets.
Yeah, I'm reading them off here. Look, fuck the true love. Desperado, why don't you come to your senses, you dumb son of a bitch? Fuck dancing with your eyes closed. Fuck, and I cannot stress this enough, the Monday. Fuck the rhythm and the rhyme.
Yeah.
Fuck the Apple Vision Pro headset.
Yes. Thank you.
If you are a jabroni, I will beat the fuck out of you. Fuck Hogan. Fuck the Monday.
So he always goes fuck Hogan. Maybe that's like a running bit.
What I'm most disappointed in is I thought that there would be more anti-gay.
Oh, you were hoping for some
I wasn't
during
hoping
Pride?
For, but I just feel like...
During Pride Month, yeah.
He would be the guy that would... If there was anyone...
Oh, for
that
sure.
That was going to be anti-gay, it would be Iron Sheik.
So. I bet you over in Iran, he threw a bunch of gays off a roof. You don't think so?
I don't know.
He was pretty young when he left.
No, he was still strong.
Yeah, there were... I don't think
they were really.
I don't
doing
think there
that
were
back
gays
then.
Back then, were they?
I don't think they were.
Not sure.
I don't think they were hating on gays back then.
No shit.
No, there weren't.
That's a recent thing.
There certainly weren't open gay people in the Middle East.
Yeah,
in the middle part of the 20th century. Yeah.
Then why is everybody bitch that they don't have? Like, it's like, hey, dude, you have all the rights now, right?
No, they're still murdering them now.
Oh, they are.
Yeah. Right. Back then, they were just hiding.
Ah, gotcha. No. Gotcha. Where did it end, Bob?
He has a tweet here that says, I fuck with you fruit gushers, but I can never find you in the store.
Oh, like boy. Do you remember fruit gushers? Those were the best.
Man, he died not knowing what Amazon is. That's fucking disappointing.
Hang on. I think fruit gushers went out of business. I think that's why.
No.
No, no, no.
Are they still here?
Yeah. Yeah, and you can definitely get
them on
Amazon.
I bought them like yesterday.
Really? Shit. Yeah. And yeah, he just didn't know. He didn't know. And it, maybe it was time to go then. If you don't know Amazon at that point, it's probably best to
There's
die.
There's actually a tropical flavor now, too, that I can't recommend.
Oh, yeah.
Enough.
You can get a family pack of Fruit Gushers on Amazon right now for $8.
Let's go, dude.
You
shit.
You fucking kidding me?
Yeah,
and, well, I mean, he's dead now. Maybe I'll get some and sprinkle them on his fucking grave.
Yeah. Rest in sheep.
Pour it out for the homies.
Rest yeah, where do you think he's going to be buried? Where did he live?
Yeah, they ship the body back to Iran, or they put it here. They
keep I
it
doubt here. After all this time, he's probably not welcome.
He's not going back there.
Why not, Bob? You go back to your home, where you're from.
Because you know? They don't find things funny over there, you know?
Yeah, there's no humor.
I've never
pretty,
been.
Stuff's pretty serious.
Okay.
Well, because, you know, anytime anybody sneezes, they just round everybody up and execute them. So it's like, I doubt they're going to have a fucking big celebration for this.
For the
asshole.
Sheik? You don't think the body goes to the city?
It's like,
the
guy like who played California during COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. But you don't think it's like Reagan's body where it's like, all right, great, we're gonna drive it across the country?
The guy who played a caricature of all of Iran for all those years while they were in a fucking fight for their lives with the United States?
I'm going to be honest.
Probably not.
That is the only thing that I knew about Iran for 20 years of my life, probably, was Iron Sheik. Is that where the Iron Sheik's from? All right, cool. And nothing else really fucking appealed to me about that goddamn
place. The greatest thing that I could ever imagine would happen in this is that Iron Sheik did the most Iron Sheik thing, and that would be by the burial plot right beside where Hogan's burial plot was going to
be good. And it said, fuck you, jabroni.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Or just has himself cremated and pays a guy to go to Hogan every, like, find Hogan in public once a week and just throw ashes in his fucking face.
He lives in Georgia, or lived in Georgia. Smyrna.
Oh, outside of Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's find out where the burial site is, and I'll dump some Fruit Gushers out on them.
Yeah, that's about respect. Four hours from me.
I was going to say
4 hours from Savannah, so... Yeah, we can go to Smyrna easily and fuck that place up, dude.
And we'll just go to his grave and get fucked up on Hard AF, which will be live in Georgia on July 1st, by the way.
Oh, boy. We weren't supposed to tell anybody.
Pour some out for that. I don't give a shit. Fuck these people.
I mean, they may delay the funeral until then. So
they
should.
It's only 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
You know what? Y'all could probably sponsor the funeral.
We might.
We might.
Yeah.
We might. I'd be interested in that. Hit me up, Mrs. Sheik. It says he was married for 47 years to the same woman, which is shocking.
Carol J. Peterson.
Really?
Is her name, yeah.
That's
and me
weird.
And Gene,
that's super
I think
white.
Me and Gene officiated the wedding, actually.
Did he really? He's dead, too.
Of all the people you could choose to officiate your wedding, you know, no offense or nothing, but it would probably be me and Gene Okerson.
Dude, Mean Gene, also party animal.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I don't see how he kept it together while they were doing those fucking side interviews. Find a good interview with Randy Macho Man.
Oh, with Macho. Well, there's the cream one, of the crop.
But there's yeah, the one with the that where best. He starts laughing, and it's like, I mean, he's doing his best, but you can tell. What is this? What is this? And it was to cover the laughter. He would do that.
Was he interviewing Booker T when Booker T dropped the N-bomb?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody in any professional sport were to openly drop N-words like that, Booker T is the guy I would select.
Absolutely.
At the time, shit. Yeah.
Is that an Applebee's commercial? Because that we will play, Bob. So you can play that at full volume.
Get two entrees and an appetizer.
Two for $25 at Applebee's?
What were those big beers that
Cold
used to sell there?
Friday night.
A big part of an upcoming card is this,
this
man.
Asshole.
What was that? Macho Man Randy Savage.
Happened so fast you can't even talk about it. Lucky person, out there somewhere is going to win a silver cloud. What a lucky, lucky, lucky person.
Another great man that a
Tito
tree
Santana,
took out.
Santana, if you go to the Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship out with the Macho Man Randy Savage and escape with your life and still lose your belt, you are a lucky, lucky, lucky Tito. Yeah, that's what they're going to be calling you. Because comparatively speaking to the Macho Man Randy Savage, you are nothing but garbage, nothing but garbage, Galena. And I'm talking inevitable, and I'm talking you can't hold that belt with me climbing through the ropes. Gene Okerlund right here is a crying towel. And I want you to give that to Tito Santana. Yeah, because things are just popping right now. Things are starting to cultivate, things are starting to grow, things are getting real colorful.
Look at that roll.
Just like the silver cloud Rolls Royce.
I'm very
top
curious.
Top of the line.
Wait a minute. Randy,
Tito Santana, comparatively speaking, you are like a grain of sand in the Sahara Desert. Yeah. And I am the entire desert. And the new Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion, don't bet against me.
I don't,
don't
bet anyway.
Lose your life. No. Don't change your life. Elizabeth is icing the champagne right now because the time is getting near in the Guyana. You must face the match of the
I could watch this all day.
Champagne? All day.
Champagne.
What kind?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. No. Nothing matters but the Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship belt, which I will own. Oh, yeah, Tito Santana, climb in the garbage can, because comparatively speaking, you are nothing but garbage.
It gives me great, great pleasure
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Right here.
That
in
was
my body shop,
future governor of Minnesota.
It sure is. Almost president of the United States.
Champion Randy Macho Man Savage. I love it, Randy.
Oh, baby, Jesse the Body Ventura.
I want that shirt, that t-shirt.
Everybody, welcome to new...
You can cut it, Bob. We could watch this all day. I could go down a fucking rabbit hole.
This is my ASMR. I could sit here just relaxes me, and I could smoke a cigar and just watch old clips like this all
my
day.
My boner is just fucking jamming the top of this desk right now, and it is... I could watch that for hours.
Dude. I want to hollow out a Slim Jim and snort cocaine through it.
Oh, so do I.
Right now.
If we had cocaine, I would do it right now.
I'd do it just in respect, right?
Same.
Yeah.
Same. We don't have any in the office. The emergency bag is gone.
Crap. Yeah. But that's what wrestling's missing today. No one's on the mic.
Nobody
like
commits
guys.
To it. They don't commit to the act.
No.
It's a job. They show up and do the athletic shit, but they don't commit to the fucking
With social media and everything else, we believed these guys were these guys.
Mm. Yeah.
For, you know, and a lot of those guys got lost in that character. But it was, there's nobody now that can just grab that mic and do what Macho Man did or what Dusty Rhodes would do. And the most underrated guy on the mic, Arn Anderson. Arn Anderson was amazing on the mic.
I don't remember Arn Anderson on the mic much.
Arn Anderson would pull verses from Revelations.
Yep.
And literally would be him. So Undertaker talks about Jake the Snake was the one that helped create his voice and how he did interviews.
Right.
He said, if you watch Jake, he goes, Jake and the Undertaker had the same exact
speaking voice. Yeah.
He said it was real soft, quiet. You had to lean in. Arn Anderson did the same thing. Arn Anderson was very... You had Ric Flair over the top.
Mm.
You know, you had Tully Blanchard, who's just this tough guy. You know, you had Ole Anderson, who was kind of just the more quiet guy. Then you had Arn, who was just your dad.
Yeah.
They could just beat up every other
just
kid's
dad. Just a barrel-chested
dad.
Dude.
He was like Chip Gaines. He spoke like Chip Gaines. So it was real positive, real...
But real... He just knew where to tap into.
Yeah.
And it was very... I don't know, intellect. It was very intellectual. Wasn't the, brother, let me tell you. Yeah,
but that's the guys I gravitate towards, you know?
Yeah, well, it was the WWF.
Love him.
Yeah.
Love him. Well, he's dead now. Wrestling. He's dead now. So, speaking of dead, so is the new CEO of CNN. He's dead, too.
Well, he's fired.
They don't kill him? I thought they'd just kill him
It's Atlanta.
Yeah, it's still early.
Yeah, it's still early. Chris Licht, in and out. How many months is this? 2 months? 3 months? How long was he there?
Let's see.
I mean, he fucking crashed CNN Plus on day one.
Oh, a year.
1 year.
Yeah, last May is when he technically took over.
No shit.
I think.
I think he was named that he was going to take over, but it might have only been like 3 or 4 months on the job. Crashed CNN Plus, had Trump on town hall. Ratings were in free-for-all, fired Don Lemon, fired Cuomo and all those guys, and now he's fucking gone. I don't think that's going to be a network very much longer, so I don't know what they're going to do here.
They're in a free-for-all.
They're it. Same with Fox, by the way, and both sides, because I watched, I don't know if you guys watched this last night, but Tucker Carlson dropped his first episode last night on Twitter. Bob, how many views is that up to now?
Well, it's a fake number, but 167 million is allegedly the number they're providing, but that's bullshit.
Well, no, I'm glad you brought that up. So, because we have that on our videos on Twitter as well. So there's a number that has a view count, and then there's another number. Which one is real? Which one is not? And why do they even do it?
So 167 million, that is basically like anyone who saw 1 second of your video.
Okay.
So that's how do cable do their ratings? It's like
somebody that 4+1 past you.
Yeah, but the actual number is 84.3 million.
Okay,
but that's how long?
Well, that I don't know what Twitter's algorithm says, but
that's
that isn't uniques. necessarily.
Right.
Like if you started watching it on one device and then came back and watched it on your phone later or something like
that's
that.
Two.
That's two. That counts as two, so correct. Who knows. I would say probably one third of that, so you're probably looking somewhere around 30 million.
I would agree because I watched it twice on two different devices just to see it because I was curious about his background, why he didn't even that out there.
And, typically speaking, a third of a number like that.
And this, by the way, I say this because all the stuff we talk about, like, oh, BuzzFeed News going out of business, all this people getting fired left and right, all that started when social media companies started basically inventing these numbers for video views.
If you remember, Facebook, yeah. They were the first ones that got caught doing it, and they were measuring views,
the
allegedly,
video,
off of the 3 seconds. So if you watch 3 seconds, that was the view. That's what they were selling advertisers.
Without sound.
Correct, yes.
Yeah. So many people got fired off pivot to video because
yes.
they thought YouTube was providing accurate numbers.
And they still...
Or Facebook.
They still count it this way.
Yes.
Yeah,
the
difference is now there's a frequency cap of 7, right? So they'll only count one individual 7 times.
And that's it.
Which is still quite a bit, right?
Now, did you guys watch this by any chance?
Yeah.
I thought it was great. My only note was like, I was like, shit, I wish this was longer. It only came in at about 10 and a half minutes, 11 minutes roughly last night, I think.
Yeah, I think they're just getting the hang of it now.
It's really fucking good, though.
Yeah, my guess is they'll probably do 2 or 3 of these a day once he gets rolling.
Okay.
Something like that.
Have you heard anything?
I don't remember.
Kids, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. 50% off the bundle package, dog. It's the adjustable base and the mattress combined together. The Split King is the most popular version that they have over there. It comes with 2 remote controls instead of 1, so you can control your own destiny. I've got the old one. I've got the old school one, dude. I had that goddamn thing 3.5-4 years ago, and I'm not going back right now because it lasts forever, and that's the quality of these GhostBed products. I haven't had to get a new one in a few years, and it's super easy to set up, even for a dum-dum like myself. I pop that adjustable base up in about 10 minutes. Now, if you have one and you're saying, Ross, I have the goddamn adjustable base, all right? I just need a new mattress. 40% off is what you're going to get on the mattresses at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros with the promo code drinkingbros at checkout. Now, when you order a mattress, you're going to get 2 free luxury pillows with it, and the pillows are just as good as the goddamn mattress. And you're getting those for free right now when you get a mattress. The sheets are great. They've got a weighted blanket. They've got covers. They've got brand new mattresses for RVs. So if you're traveling this summer, taking the kids or the wife or your gay lover on a vacation, grab yourself a nice mattress for the RV. The ones that come with RVs suck. I love RVs. I love rolling around in them. Love touring on them. Fucking great, dude. The mattresses suck in those goddamn things. I swear to God, just get a good one from ghostbed.com and /drinkerbros, and you're good to go because those mattresses are super uncomfortable. And you pay like $80,000 for one of those fucking things, and they come with these shitty mattresses. So head on over there. Do yourself a favor for the summer if you're traveling. Grab some of these mattresses for your RV. When you check out, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit over there. And when you check that box, all the deals that I mentioned are applicable with all of the savings that I mentioned in all of the deals, okay? So they don't have a choice but to give that to you spread out over 3 years. Just head on over to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today and get yourself some new fucking gear, dude. Get yourself some new mattresses. Next up, we got manscaped.com. Going to use the promo code drinkingbros at checkout to get 20% off plus free shipping. Summer's coming. Are you ready to unveil your beach bod? Manscaped is here to help ensure your body's ready for the wild with their game-changing full-body grooming and hygiene products. Don't be the guy at the beach with the Austin Powers chest hair. If you grew some winter man tits, at least you can do is make sure they're hairless. All right, shave them up. It's time to get ready for hot guys summer by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you increase your confidence and level up your full body grooming game with the Performance Package 4.0. What's in it? You're going to get a travel bag, and that's free. It's like a $40, $50 value in that. I love it. It doubles as my DOP kit when I travel. Big fan of it. You're also going to get the Essential Lawnmower 4.0, waterproof cordless body trimmer. They got a ton of other liquid formulations to round out your grooming routine that comes with it. You're also getting the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner, which is an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer, because we all know how painful chafing can be when you're wearing your bathing suit all day. No one likes nose hair, so their package also comes with the Weed Whacker 2.0 kit. And the free gifts, like I mentioned, that Shed travel bag. Love the Shed travel bag. You're also going to get the high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped boxers, which are super comfortable. And if you're wearing sandals, you also need to get the Manscaped Shears 2.0 nail kit. Having the right tools for grooming is essential. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code DRINKINBROS at manscaped.com. That is 20% off plus free shipping with the code DRINKINBROS at manscaped.com. Trim your chesticles with the besticles. Next up is hardafseltzer.com. Let's go, dude. 8% seltzers shipped right to your house. We ship to 40 states. But if you're in Tennessee or Florida, we're in over 200 stores, and you just go to hardafseltzer.com. Click on the store locator, find the closest store nearest you, go buy them for dirt cheap prices. Look, same prices as fucking White Claw and shit, except you're getting 8% instead of 4% out of those goddamn things. And the easiest, if you're in the states of Florida and Tennessee right now, is just going to Total Wines. We're in every single Total Wines in the state there. I think the only one we're missing is the one from Tallahassee. That's it, in Florida. But Total Wines, great place to go and get them. Universal Hotels down there in Orlando. University of Liquors in Knoxville, Tennessee. Frugal McDougal's in Nashville. We're everywhere. You name it, we're there. Thank you, Miami. Down by the ballpark down there in Miami where the Marlins play. Currently the second best record in the National League right now, which coincidentally we're also a sponsor of. So if you're going to the ballparks, head on into the Miami Marlins Loan Depot ballpark this summer. Hard AF Seltzer is one of the official sponsors of the Marlins and the Tampa Bay Rays and the Tampa Bay Rowdies down there. If you're getting rowdy, Rowdies have won 6 in a row, dude. Let's go. Climbed up in a second place there in the standings. We just had a meetup there. Love the Rowdies. Big fan. And we're also inside the Tampa Bay Rays Stadium. Best record in Major League Baseball. Let's fucking go. I'm not saying it's because of us, but it's definitely because of us. So go and take the family out there. Get trashed. Enjoy some hard AF seltzers and a ball game this summer, soccer or baseball. We're down there. Or we'll just ship them right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. Support us, support the show, and buy yourself a case of 8%. Sponsor-wise, does it get any better than HelloFresh? Hello! HelloFresh! I see you! I've been eating them with my wife for, man, I want to say 3 to 4 years now. We have it Monday through Thursday, maybe Friday, depending upon what the kids want to do. But it is the freshest ingredients you can get delivered right to your doorstep. And it's even cold. It's even chilled for you. So you can pop it right out of the box and into the fridge. Look, kids, if you're like me and you're going to the grocery store a few times a week and you're noticing that bill creeping up into triple digits, it's because you're trying to buy fresh food for your family. It's not sweet. However, HelloFresh makes it a lot easier by doing it for you. These are fresh meals with unbelievably fresh ingredients that get shipped right to your house with a little tiny card that tells you how to cook it. Some meals you can even do in like 15 minutes. Some of the steaks a little longer. But I'm not kidding, kids. I've had it Monday through Thursday or Friday for pretty much the last 3 or 4 years of my life. I'm a gigantic fan of them, but I never got a savings like this. This is HelloFresh.com/DrinkinBros16, where you use the code DrinkinBros16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping. I'm going to say that one more time because you're getting 16 free meals here. Nobody can offer you that. Not in podcasts and certainly not in life. How they're doing it, I'm not sure. But good on them. I love the food. It's the best in the biz. And right now you can get 16 free meals by going to HelloFresh.com/DrinkinBros16 and use the code DrinkinBros16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping. Gigantic fan of these guys. There's a reason why HelloFresh's tagline is America's number one meal kit. It's because they are.
Great.
It's hard to say.
Sure. Sure is. Sure is. It's not like you've been on the show, you know, every month for a year or anything like that. But with that, I really fucking enjoyed it. And I like that he was unrestrained. I mean, because he went after Republicans last night. Mm-hmm. He went after, in this video, he went after Nikki Haley. He went after, who's the gay one? Super
Santos?
Straight. The one who's still not coming out as
Lindsey
gay.
Graham?
Yes. Lindsey Graham, yeah.
Yeah. He went after Lindsey Graham. He went after Nikki Haley. He was all over the map as far as what he wanted to talk about.
Well, there's only one guy that's a major media figure that is constantly talked about how this Ukraine stuff is all bullshit. Mm-hmm. And it's him, right? Which is interesting because it is a very popular and ubiquitously held position that something fishy is going on with Ukraine. Not just on the right either. Centrists are like, what the fuck are we doing here? We're spending, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars on these motherfuckers while we're struggling at home. It makes you wonder, like, why is every other person in the media doing the opposite of this? Either ignoring it or saying you're a Russian fucking agent. If you have the temerity to question the state narrative about it,
right?
It makes you wonder because it's not because it's right. It's not because it's going to boost your ratings because they're all failing, right? So it's the ESG shit. It's the same as all the fucking stuff that's going on in corporate America right now, where if you don't toe the line and fit the narrative, Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street start pulling funding from you.
Yep,
that's what's happening.
And with this, I guess that's probably why I enjoyed it so much last night. Was you're not seeing anybody go after politicians and the government this hard. And I agree with the exact same sentiment as he had of fuck all these people, fuck Lindsey Graham, fuck Nikki Haley for wanting to stay into a war that we have no business being in.
Yeah.
And then just shipping over billions of dollars. Like,
well, he's basically,
fuck these people.
I've been saying this shit for fucking years now. He had to tone it down a little bit because he was on that network, but now he's not. So it's going to be bulls on fucking parade now. And he's got a reach that is immeasurable compared to ours.
Correct.
So it's good. This is good for the country.
It is. And then the other interesting thing that was just below it was his writer. So he has a book coming out called Tucker.
It's called Tucked Up.
No, I wish. But it's just called Tucker. And he's making one of those meme faces on the cover of it. Bob, I don't know if you can bring it up, but his writer was on Twitter last night and released a video underneath it and said, hey, guys, I'm Tucker's writer. I'm the one who's been hired to write this book. And I've been on this project for over a year now at this point. He claimed in the video last night that he was with Tucker when he got fired from Fox. And he goes, what I can say that we'll talk about in the book is the night he was supposed to go on air that Monday night. The stories that he was covering was the January 6th tapes still. And then he had a big expose piece on Ray Epps. And everything got pulled that day. Tucker got the phone call that day. But the news was already written for that night, which makes sense. They usually start that in the morning. So that's truthful. And allegedly, they're going to talk about it all in this book. That also wouldn't surprise me, especially being with who bought them out. So who bought out Fox? So, I mean, it all makes sense. All of it. Now, if you're questioning why he's doing Tucker on Twitter at home, and you were one of the 75 million people or however many watched this video last night, it is simply to beat the contract that he's currently under. So technically, he has to do the show for free because there is a non-compete, and they want to keep him out of the election and all the other
That's
stuff.
That's not going
to
happen, though. He'll win. It's that. Not, he'll. There's. I mean, Who knows? The courts these days are super fucked up, so who knows? But that's not, you can't keep somebody from working if continuing their brand or if discontinuing their brand for in the short term is going to affect their long-term success. Like, it's easy to show damages there.
Right. And with this, because he is under Fox contract, he is still getting paid from Fox News. The Twitter...
He's just using their money to produce his own independent shit, talking correct. Shit about them, which is really fucking funny.
It's amazing. And so this is his way out, and he could continue this all through the election if do hold him this contract to 2025. And you see this fucking... The numbers on this, it's not going to matter where he's at. Yeah. So,
and it's not intellectual property he's posting because it's not a business.
Right.
He's just making posts on Twitter, which means anybody can scoop it up and put it anywhere else they want, which is going to broaden the reach of the message, right?
Yes.
There's no Fox that's going to fucking have a DMCA complaint.
Correct. And I think that's amazing. You can pop up that pic. That's the book cover right there. I mean, even that's tongue-in-cheek that he allowed it.
Picture,
but he wanted to do it, and it's like that's what you.
This is what I look like when I'm trying to like read a menu.
Yeah,
he's at a fast food restaurant.
But these were the memes that were going around about him, and whenever the left would use memes, they would typically use a photo like that. The fact that he just did it like that, it's pretty fucking funny, and I'm sure it'll make a shit ton of money. And you don't have to cry for Tucker. These numbers. Fine. If his agent was shopping these numbers to a fucking Newsmax or whoever it is, I mean, the money's endless on this.
Whoever gets him next is...
I don't think he's going to go back.
I don't think he's going to go back.
I don't think he would.
Why would you?
But I think that's the direction. You guys know this better than I do. That's the direction we're going into. I mean, even a guy like Don Lemon could start his own thing and get a lot of views, you know, because there's a bunch of idiots out there.
And Elon Musk invited him to it. He said, hey, come on Twitter. We'd love to have you and everything else. And... You know.
So I don't see, you said it earlier, I just don't see CNN being a network very much longer.
I don't
see Fox being around. I mean, what in 5 years, I think that's how far we need to look out. In 5 years, what does the news channel space look like?
I think it is gone.
I do too.
I think in 5 years it is gone. I think all of late night television talk show hosts are gone. And I think
Johnny Carson, the Dan Rathers of the world, that doesn't exist anymore. That's just not going to be the thing moving forward.
No, you'll probably still have that 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock news.
Yeah,
just because it's early enough where people are coming home and flipping it on. But I think cable will be completely gone by then anyway. So
yeah, me too.
ESPN's trying to get out of it right now. They're trying to sell their whole network as a whole and move on. They will be out of cable in 2 years.
Sports is the only reason that cable continues to exist.
Yes.
But now that, you know, Apple has the NFL.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I think
YouTube Amazon, got the game
Amazon's
team,
got game the game NFL. Yeah. And then that's Google.
There are teams. Google owns. There are teams that are starting to rebel against these. So I think the Padres broke contract with Bally Sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were planning on publishing their own content at some point.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen. I don't know what the fuck's going on right now. They're in litigation about it, but...
MLB, because MLB wants to scoop that up and have it all via their app.
Yeah.
Because Bally's owned a shit ton of teams behind the scenes. And somebody else tried to do it. The Phoenix Suns owner tried to do it as well.
Yeah.
And they said no to that because there's too much money in it. Somebody will want it and want to scoop it up.
Sure, but I mean, why would anybody have control over that other than the team itself or, at worst case, the league? You know what I mean?
Fuck right. Well, the league wants it. That's who wants it. So Major League Baseball, I think, wants to just run everything through the MLB app, which I think is what the NFL should have done, and I don't really understand why they didn't.
Because they got $2 billion from – like they're, so the NFL's operating income or their revenue in a given year is about $15 billion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they just got a $2 billion contract for just some of their games.
But couldn't they just
not including
sell
all the
their
local
ad
stuff?
Rights? Yeah, but just sell all your ads, I guess, on your own, but –
then you have to hire people to do it and manage those people.
That's true. It's a lot of work, but it's definitely going to be interesting. On your side of it, you know, we're moving our clothes. Are we allowed to say that? We're moving the clothing line over there?
Sure.
I hope so. Yeah.
All right.
I just bought a lot of barbecue, hopefully.
Yeah, convinced you guys.
It wasn't that much barbecue.
You know, I was debating. There was no leftovers. And I'm looking at, you know, the board, and it's like, they have like this 3-pound meat beef family rib. Pack for, and it said for 6 people.
Yeah.
And
we're all big dudes.
Go ahead and divide that in half.
Dude, I eat a lot of groceries. Like I'm borderline, you know, got a problem.
Yeah.
But then I was like, you know, do I look like, do I, is it distasteful to bring in 14 pounds of brisket? I don't know.
Sure, I think you have misread this situation.
We haven't signed that contract.
We wouldn't have been able to do the show.
Well, here's the problem.
We'd all be taking naps right now.
Like, I'm walking through the airport, I'm seeing a lot of masks. I'm seeing a lot, you know, I was like, okay, are these guys, has Austin overtaken these guys?
No. It sure hasn't.
So I eat, my dinner is typically a bone-in ribeye and then a side steak of some sort.
That's, yeah.
So it's steak on steak. It's meat on meat.
Yeah.
And it's not for Pride Month. Meat on meat just isn't for Pride Month.
Do y'all
month.
Know any competitive eaters?
Yes, we had Joey Chestnut on the show.
Oh, you did? Yeah. So I know a guy that's, you know, like, I think he was like ranked 15th or 16th at one point. He was in the military. And Ronnie Hartman. He's actually a semi-pro, like, wrestler or whatever, independent guy. Dude, those guys are different.
It's, and they're all, like, they're all, very few of them are, like, super big people,
no,
too.
No, yeah.
They're mostly, like, fucking small guys. Dude, Ronnie, I mean, Joey's tall. He's, like,
6'1". Kobayashi was small.
Yeah, Ronnie has a six-pack.
Yeah.
Joey's, I mean, like, 6'1", but he weighs, like, 185 pounds or some shit like that. Not the body you would expect out of a dude that can shove 75 goddamn hot dogs down his gut in 10 minutes.
Like, Ronnie ate 10 pounds of pistachio pudding in, like, 4 minutes.
I don't even know what pistachio pudding is.
Oh, I saw the pudding video. Oh, no, it was DeSantis. Sorry, wrong guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Ron DeSantis.
Was he licking it off his fingers?
It was all fingers, dude.
It's all fingers.
It always is. It always is at the end of the day. But when we had Chestnut on, I asked him about taking a shit afterwards. I was like, what's your toilet look like after that?
Yeah.
He said it's about 5.5 hours. He's got to go lay down in his hotel room on the bed on his side. And he cramps up, and then he just goes and blasts the toilet.
So Joey's eating about 3 times as much as Ronnie's eating. Ronnie does the Nathan's Hot Dogs challenge every year. You know, I think it's, you know, they bring out, what, like 15 or 20 guys or something.
Yeah, it's kind of like wrestling. Like, a lot of them have personalities. Yeah.
And Ronnie does. He's got that personality.
But Ronnie can only eat like 15 hot dogs.
Yeah, I think he's hitting 27. And he's a military guy, so it's 4th of July, so they honor him in that sense, which is really cool, you know, for them to do. And they usually do like a little take on him or whatever. But he told me that, you know, after he gets done with that, which is only, it's only 27 hot dogs, but he would do 27 hot dogs. And he was telling me like 3 or 4 hours later, they were in Little Italy and he ate an entire pizza.
Yeah. I would assume so.
Yeah.
Glizzies is what we call them on the show, by the way.
Yeah. I'm hearing the new term.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I went to Costco the other day. I had a
Glizzies. Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
Hot dogs.
Yeah.
They're classing up hot dogs, dude. It's becoming a thing. Yeah.
No.
Glizzies. Apparently, it's coming out of Pennsylvania.
It is, and so there's
Pennsylvania is the dumbest state in the union.
It's the Florida. Hey, it's the Florida of the North.
Yeah. Glizzy is already a term.
Glizzy is already a term.
What does it mean?
It's a gun.
Sorry,
it's a gun.
No, this is for hot dogs.
No, glizzies are hot dogs.
So like a regular hot dog's a glizzy. Apparently, like a foot long is a gagger.
Glizzy is a Glock, according to this website.
It is, but the hot dog community is now taking
why
over
is a hot dog own. Called it so a glizzy is a hot dog. It was originally a slang term for gun in Washington D.C. metropolitan area. Imagine that. But according to Hip Hop DX, it became a nickname for hot dogs because the length of the barbecue staple is similar to the extended clip magazine of a gun. No point in my life.
It's so clip. Clip, by the way.
Well, just Dan loves forget
it.
About that.
Dan loves it when we say
I've
clip.
Carried a gun every day of my life for about 20
how many clips do you
years.
Carry? How many extra
Zero.
Clips?
In a flip? Carry any.
So the
but I've never seen a fucking
tons.
Gun magazine. Does this look like a fucking hot dog to you?
Yeah. Looks like a nice dog.
Extendo dog.
Extendo dog, it's
fucking
dude.
Retarded. Of course it came from fucking D.C. and Pennsylvania.
I got a clip and a banana tech. A banana clip and a tech.
Bunch of morons up there.
Yeah. I love it. I'm a huge fan of it. And it's taken off on TikTok.
Glizzies. So
the Glizzy. And there's a guy, I think he's called the Glizzy King or something like that. He was inhaling hot dogs raw and down. So he can just suck them up like, and then it's gone.
Had a prom date like that.
Yeah. How did that work out?
He just wasn't into me.
You still got to eat the bread, too.
Sure
though.
Do.
Yeah.
Sure got to get those buns. Got to get those buns in there. Nailed it.
How many dogs can you put down right now? If you were hungry, just average, sit down, you're going
to
eat.
So we went to Diamond Dog Night. Did you ever go for the minor league games?
Dollar Dog Night, Phillies. I did 17 dogs.
Okay, so we did Diamond Dog Night and went dog. Same thing.
Dog on the
mound. I still suck a dick for the same thing. The Columbus Clippers had them, which is the Yankees AAA team in Columbus. I topped out at 10. How many did you eat? 17? Jesus
if it
Christ.
Was if it was chili dogs with mustard, I could probably do about 20-25.
If John Cougar Mellencamp sang it over while I was eating, I could eat more.
You're saying
sucking on chili dog.
More things on the dog, you'd eat more dogs.
Correct. Yeah,
but that's how it, I am
too. Because
I am
of the, too.
So if I go to the Varsity in Atlanta. I go it's chili cheese dog. For me. If I'm driving through, it's just a pit stop. It's six dogs. Yep. It's chili cheese dogs with onions and an orange drink.
I'm with you.
By the way, I live in that. The only thing that belongs on a fucking hot dog is mustard and onions and maybe chili. That's it. If you're putting other stuff on there, we got a problem.
I go relish. I go relish.
I like condiments. Nope. I like a decorated dog. Same. To be honest with you, I love a Chicago dog.
Go to Chicago. Yeah.
Go to Chicago and get shot then.
Yeah. If it's for a glizzy, I'm got a glizzy in my waist at all times.
Chicago
there.
Dog's a superior dog.
No, I love a Chicago dog.
Chicago dog is great.
I love me a good old southern just chili cheese dog with some onions. Yeah.
And just turding it out.
God.
Yeah, man. But don't Delco, don't you think that having I don't know stuff that's liquid on it helps you eat the dog?
It does.
You dip it in the water, but I usually go.
Oh, fuck you, dude! Nobody does that except
he's talking about the competition.
Okay. I'm fucking with you. Yeah. I usually go plain dog. I'm not even kidding.
Plain dog. You don't put anything on it.
Not just plain dog.
That's
it. Depends on where you are. Dodger dog. Yes. I'll go plain dog.
No.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Because there's nothing there to put on.
I gotta
on.
Have something.
I mean, maybe mustard.
Yeah, mustard I gotta have at least mustard on it, dude.
I gotta have something.
I gotta. I can't eat a plain dog. I don't give a shit if it's one thing. So you can give me onions. You can give me relish. You can give me mustard. Yeah. Like whatever it is, I can have one thing on the dog. I can't eat a plain dog.
No.
There's no way. I mean,
I did
no
used to. So in Oakland, anywhere outside the bars, there's always some asshole with a cart, right?
Yeah.
And they're making dogs and bacon and some kind of gooey cheese of some sort. It's probably semen, but
Oakland.
I've eaten a lot of those. That's not bad.
Semen?
No.
Dogs.
Well, yeah.
Semen dogs?
Semen dog, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's just a hot dog with. Two strips of bacon on top and then nacho cheese poured over it. I'll eat that.
See, I'll eat just about anything.
Well, are you from Georgia originally?
No, I'm from. Okay. I'm actually.
Yeah, we grew up like probably 20 minutes from each other.
Yeah.
Oh, no
I grew
shit.
Up in okay. Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
So we had all the same restaurants because I'm from Georgia. We had all the same restaurants growing up. So like Hardee's.
Oh, yeah.
All that shit.
Well, we had the Beacon.
Yeah, the
and
Beacon.
Not the Varsity. It's like a mini version.
So
of the
Beacon had. You would go to the Beacon, you had JC. That would take your order. So there's nothing written down.
Everybody's violent.
And it's everybody's screaming at you.
Black dude?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And JC would, his famous thing was, call it! Call it! Yeah. And he was blind. And he would just say, keep it moving! Keep it! It's screaming. So we had this girl from she's from the north, maybe a square state or something that, you know, moved to Spartanburg. I don't know why, but
carpet
she did.
Bagger.
So she moves in and, you know, she's all highfalutin. We go there on a field trip.
She's wearing shoes and shit.
Yeah, because, I mean... When you grow up in, you know, when you're in Cowpen, South Carolina, your field trips are to the Beacon to eat, okay?
And then a Civil War
or you go
reenactment.
Yeah, well, you can go to the Gaffney Water Tower and stare at the peach.
Yeah, just look at the butt.
That's pretty much
so
it.
So we go there, and she asked for a salad. And JC's just, like, yelling at her that they don't serve things like that at the Beacon. And she ordered a salad. He said, you're just getting a chili cheese aplenty. And she said, no, I want a salad. And he goes, no. And, I mean, this girl's like middle school, and he's just forcing himself upon her with a chili cheese aplenty.
Whoa.
Well, he's forcing food upon
food
her.
Upon
yes.
Upon her. Okay.
So she gets this food, and the food comes out in a cake box because it's so much food.
Yeah.
So the chili
fries
cheese
piled on top of it.
So aplenty is a upstate South Carolina thing. So when you go to a restaurant, you go, I want a hot dog aplenty. It comes with French fries. Onion rings and coleslaw.
Yeah, I've got the picture of it here. Bob, pull up the picture of this from the Beacon. They've got the
very
menu
famous
in the
restaurant.
Picture. It is,
yeah.
It's a greasy spoon, man.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is.
So what happened to her? Did she get raped?
No, she moved to D.C.
Mm, same thing.
Got shot by a glizzy, probably.
Yeah. Because
that's what happens.
That's what happens in D.C., yeah. But the where we grew up,
Bob. What are you
Google,
doing,
Bob? Jesus Christ!
Why
man.
Are you looking on Twitter from the Beacon? I mean, they probably didn't even know Twitter
the
exists.
Beacon does not have social media.
They don't have the goddamn internet.
Yeah, he's blind. How do you think he's gonna have a Twitter account, dude? I gonna wanna. Well, I mean, come on, Bob.
So the upstate of South Carolina is just nothing but just these diners and everything. What are these hot dogs
diners,
here?
Drive-ins and diners.
So, like, in Spartanburg, you can go to, like, Boots and Sonny's or Ricky's. Those are some of the best chili cheese dogs you'll ever
then
put
Then there's
in your
a
mouth.
Bunch of, like, chicken finger places owned by Greek people,
yes.
which is weird.
Yeah, we have a lot of Greek people
oh,
out there.
Oh, shit. I forgot about the coleslaw, dude.
You got to throw a coleslaw
God,
on
damn
there.
It. Yes. Yes.
Where's this glizzy? Where are these
that's
glizzies
not the
from?
Beacon. Oh, that might be the
it
Beacon.
It is.
It's the Beacon, yeah.
But yeah that's do, not, look, do a Beacon chili cheese aplenty.
Yeah.
Chili cheese aplenty. It's a burger. It's the most famous thing they have on their menu.
So I've not had it. How is it? Oh, it's real
greasy.
Talk.
It's greasy.
Real talk.
So because
like the Varsity
thing.
Was my restaurant, right?
Yeah.
So
you don't want to let it cool down.
No, you don't want to let
it cool down. It's solid yes, fat.
Yeah, it's rough. But the thing is, it's one of those things where it's from my childhood, so therefore,
oh boy, look at that.
It's the
look
greatest thing in the world.
Okay. Why is everything the same color?
But it is.
Because none of it's real food.
None of it's
yeah,
real food.
It's yeah, it's not real
but
food.
But they don't write anything down. I don't think that they've ever gotten anything incorrect. I've never gotten the wrong thing. But I can tell you this. When there was someone died in your family, somebody's bringing a meat platter from the Beacon. They did these.
It's out of respect.
They did these platters of like different sliced meats and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. As a meat tray. You were getting one.
Yeah.
Like it was part of just the tradition of somebody.
But that's
dying.
Out of respect.
Oh, and after a while,
I
we
would
start...
hope that people would die. I was like yeah, looking, yeah. like I would go start... to like on Sundays, I was looking around the kitchen table. Like we hadn't eaten Beacon in a long time because mm-hmm. we were poor. And I'm like, man, I really want some Beacon.
Your grandma starting
yeah,
to teeter.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my grandpa. Is Meemaw going down?
Yeah, I'm looking at my grandpa like smoking another cigarette. Yeah, you know, like yeah. it was. I'm really like itching for some Beacon. Yeah, but it was like just nothing but like greasy foods up there. I mean, yeah, living to 40 is a feat.
It's a miracle. It's yeah. a fucking miracle. Yeah.
I mean, I've passed 40 now, and it's not all that great.
It's really not. Yeah, it's not. But no, I grew up there. Big South Carolina guy. South Carolina Gamecocks.
Oh no shit! So yeah. Dan and I were just talking about this. Obviously, we host a sports show
yeah,
here,
yeah.
and we cover college football. I'm
the one subscriber.
You're the one.
I'm the one.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Do you imagine we got one and pays for all this fucking shit? We just do this for one person.
Y'all are so in debt. You got the pay on receipt for your shirts.
Man, did y'all spend millions of dollars on this for one? Who is the one guy? And it's you. We've been doing.
I'm at the lowest level on your Patreon.
It's not even a good team. It's not even a good
you
team.
You don't even get the video. On Patreon.
I'm not paying for that crap. Do you have a promo code, by the way? Yeah.
for the picture. It's got a 28-day lapse.
Yeah.
Man, we got 27 days left in this promo code. But we were going over week one games. We always cover the biggest game of the weekend. That Saturday, the biggest game is you guys.
Yeah.
North Carolina versus South Carolina. Yeah, I was like, the fuck?
It is the, we're running back the Duke's Mayo Bowl. And the real Carolina hopefully will come to play that day because first of all, I hate Clemson. Like, if Clemson played the Taliban.
Wait, did you go to.
They're going
to
be good.
University of South Carolina?
I went to a sister school because I went to the military. And then when I got out of the military, I went to actually USC Beaufort right across the line there in Savannah.
The dumb one.
But absolutely.
But there, I don't. This could just be because I grew up there and experienced it, but I feel like there are more T-shirt fans of South Carolina and Clemson than any other two schools in the entire country.
Well, you have to. Have to actually like
well,
have
Clemson's,
a GPA.
Clemson's
to get
a
in
hard
there.
School
people,
to get into.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, but people take it. People that don't that have never gone to either school have very hard opinions about both of them.
Alabama would like to have a word.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, my wife is a Bama fan. She's from Alabama, though.
What I'm saying is it the same for Auburn? Then
I think it's for every school. No. To be honest with you, I mean, like for us, you know, nobody. No, I was the first person to graduate college in my family, and. So we just, I mean, we were blue collar people. Those are blue collar areas. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I think, mm-hmm. especially in the South, growing up, you're typically middle class, blue collar. You go work in the trade fields or whatever. A lot of times you don't end up going to college. I think it's just been maybe the last generation or two that really college was just going to be a part of their life. And then that's what they knew, right?
Sure.
Wasn't part of my parents' life, really wasn't part of my brother who's 10 years older than me or myself. But I think that's what you get a lot. And in the South, like, we really didn't have professional yeah. football when I was a kid. We didn't have the Panthers.
Yeah. Anywhere without pro sports is going to have a bunch
of teams. Yeah, so, I mean, that's the thing is we're passionate about – God put college football on Saturdays because church is for Sundays. And that's what our mentality was. Like, it was – Saturdays was South Carolina football, and there was nothing else.
Yep.
There was nothing else in our life.
And that makes me sad because they've been awful for many, many, many
years.
Man,
you know, I've lucked up. I was smart. I got season tickets. I was a season ticket holder for 7 years, and it was during, like, the Lattimore, Gilmore, you know, years. It was the Clowney years. It was I was a season ticket holder for some good times.
Clowney had one good hit that made him $100 million.
I was 30 yards from that hit.
Oh, were you really?
Yeah, I was at that game.
Against Michigan?
I was in the end zone. Here's the funniest thing about that game that nobody has probably ever talked about. Inside the stadium, the souvenir cups that they sold, they had just made them, I guess, that week. And being in this world of, like, promotional products and apparel and stuff, they had just made them. It had to have been within 48 hours. It was so hot that the sulfur from where they printed on the cups, the entire stadium smelled like rotten eggs that day.
Oh, God.
The whole stadium. Every time I took a drink, I was like, God, why does it smell like rotten eggs? And everyone was like, it smells horrible. What is going on in the stadium? It was all the cups, the souvenir cups.
Shut the fuck up.
Swear to God. It was awful. But that hit was insane.
Legendary. Michigan, I mean, that was one of the first, like, viral clips on Twitter.
Well, it was a terrible call right before that where they literally it was this far from a first down and they gave Michigan a first down. And Clowney had been pulled because Spurrier was like, he was playing like crap, pulls him, puts him back in the game, and that's when he makes the hit.
Yeah.
And then the most impressive part of it all, he scooped the ball up. He had enough awareness to grab that football. But, I mean, there was so many great plays throughout that game. That one, of course, being the most legendary hit, maybe possibly in college football history.
So is that rivalry real? Like, is it people really care about that game?
For South Carolina Clemson?
No, UNC versus
I hate North Carolina.
The state or just the college?
My family originated from Hendersonville, North Carolina. If you go there today, there's Lida Apple Farms. And
that's where the slaves were?
Yes. Yeah. They ran
because you guys had a shit ton, I'm assuming.
Had to. Yeah.
Well,
you think we're going to pick these
not
apples?
Yeah.
but my great-grandfather got ran out of Hendersonville for making moonshine with the apples. And so they didn't want that. It was a good Christian family. So my great-grandfather got ran out of there and went down to Spartanburg, bootlegging and whatnot. And, you know, kind of raised my grandfather and my father on bootlegging. But so we were kind of the black sheep of the family. So I just put the entire state of North Carolina in that category of I hate all of them because I could be on a multi-million-dollar farm, but instead I'm selling moderately priced cotton goods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you like it?
Ethically sourced, though.
Ethically sourced, which is the most important
thing.
For
now.
I've got the easiest job in the world, you know.
It's cool. Look, your products are great.
Yeah.
And when we say ethically sourced, we're not talking about what Sean Whalen did, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cutting the
tags out, and that's
when that story
lions
popped
not
up,
sheep, motherfucker. Watch what you're saying,
dude.
When that story popped up, like, what were you guys thinking?
That I guess our next move should be taking a picture in front of like a Lamborghini or something, holding our phone, looking cool. I don't know. It was, you know, I'll be honest with you, man. I fall in this kind of world of like I don't want to see bad on anybody. There's room for everybody.
I agree.
I don't care if other t-shirt companies are successful. I want them to be successful. You know, that's what I want in life. I want everyone to be happy and successful. But you know, you can't lie like that. That sucks. Like, you made a horrible decision that hopefully was just an honest mistake, but you know, t-shirts come
you
in with
even
a,
get through that with a straight face.
T-shirts come in with a tag on them.
Sure do.
And legally, you sure have to do. Put the country of origin on your products.
Yeah,
that's why every product that you have has the country of origin on it. Yeah. It's a legal thing that you have to have.
Yeah.
And when it comes to ethically sourced, our mindset is we might not be able to get everything made in America, which we would love that to happen. But if we can't get it made in America, at least we can get it from a country that's actually doesn't have people chained to a desk, you know, that's you know, actually treating people, giving them a fair wage, all of those things, right? And then if we don't get it from those places, if we can't get it from those places, we're just not going to sell that product. That's the decision we've made at this point. You know, once we realized, holy crap, we're buying products that are coming from these areas. Tyler literally said, the owner of the company is like, well, we're sending them back and we're not going to buy from those things. You know, we can sell t-shirts from these other countries and from America and everything else. We don't have to sell those.
Right.
And it does cost us more money to buy these other ones, but you know, it's honestly not that much more to buy.
No, it's ethically not. Sourced. It's not.
But
it
sometimes
comes
you forget, right? Like sometimes you forget that you're taking $12,000 worth of performance enhancing drugs a month. And you think it's just the liver.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the liver, I understand case. That because, yeah. Look, we've all got a little bit of fucking
traumatic
brain injury.
Yeah, you just think, it's like, okay, you know, I ate all this raw meat. I accidentally sat on a needle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I accidentally spent double the amount of production time to rip out tags and then put new ones in.
Well, Jacob Nickel.
Quick to do it.
Hang on, but Jacob Nickel in the chat here saying all Drinking Bros shirts are made 100% from Joel's back hair patch. No, I've not seen.
Well, see,
Joel.
He's got two back hair patches.
Oh, he does.
Top and bottom.
That's unusual.
The top hair is a little bit finer than the bottom hair. So for, you know, we use it for different materials.
This is information I'm glad I'm getting now because you did not mention that in any
It's got to be woven so in with the
cowl. I did ship you several
samples.
QuadCon shipping containers full of his back hair.
Okay.
And it'll be there on Monday.
Long as you're supplying the back hair, because the last time we had to source back hair. Yeah,
it was a rough sitch.
It was rough.
You're supposed to ask the person first.
You are. You can't just wax and rip and then run away and go.
But once Russia heard about it, they went into Ukraine for us and got that back here. Yeah.
And by the way, same with all of our clothing. So on drinkingbros.com, not one single cent of it goes to Ukraine.
None.
We tell people that.
Yes.
We're honest about it. Now, we don't. None of this is going to fund Ukraine. That all goes to us.
Yeah.
I don't care how many people are dying out there.
Dude, yeah.
You know?
It's called capitalism.
Sure is.
You've got to eat.
Sure, I sure
bust
do.
Bust the capitalism.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Bust the capitalism. I like that.
You're glizzy. Yeah.
The VIP room is not free.
It's not. Neither is that champagne, brother.
I don't think people realize that.
They don't.
I took a private jet to lunch yesterday.
Yep. And it was 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Landed right.
It took like 45 minutes longer than it would have if I just walked.
It landed right in the back of that Applebee's and just...
I knew a guy that would tell me we would go fly somewhere and he goes, you know, Matt, it's practically the same price to fly first class as it is economy. And these were in the early days. And I was like, what?
Not
I said,
anymore,
I said let's do some math here. What are you talking about? He goes, well, I mean, by the time you check bags and everything, I mean, and I was like, checking a bag's like $30, bro.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about, man? It's like, what's your math here?
There was a period of time during COVID where it was, and I was like, oh, shit, this is only about a fucking $80 difference. Yeah. I was like, let's go.
Not anymore.
No. Especially with gas prices going up. Summer, fuck that.
Yeah.
Who else do you guys rep over there at Nine Line? You have a bunch of companies.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing stuff. I mean, we've got a couple of Black Rifle coffee shops that we have. We've got, by the end of this year, we'll have 7 retail stores with about 3 or 4 Black Rifle coffee shops in them.
Yeah, I think Reed's daughter is running one of them, actually.
Oh, shit. That's right. Reed White.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we print for multiple other personalities and brands.
Undertaker's partner, on there?
The Undertaker. We've done some stuff for Dustin Rhodes, Diamond Dallas Page, country singers like War Hippies, Craig Morgan, Mark Wills. We've done stuff with Riley Green. We've got so many different brands that we print, fulfill for, along with ours. But the most important thing is the fact that we do have a foundation that I'm very passionate about. We've built 5 fully handicap accessible homes for disabled veterans. Probably the closest one to here is down in New Braunfels. And then we've built about 50 some odd tiny homes for homeless veterans that's transitional living.
Mm-hmm.
So we work with them and the VA and the GI to be able to, in their GI Bill, to be able to get them, you know, trade school certifications. Hey, were you a mechanic in the Army? Or let's get you off the street. You know, are you drug free? Let's get you the help that you need in that sense. We don't monitor necessarily all those steps. We work with other organizations that do that. We just help provide the tiny homes and some of the resources to be able to help get these guys off the street. And then we're building an aquaponics center to be able to put them to work, to be able to help kind of pay back for the next guys coming through.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it's really fun. But yeah, I mean, I don't have a real job. I can tell you that.
Yeah. You're just kind of rolling around having barbecue with famous people.
Yeah, so, hopefully they buy a few shirts here and there.
And then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Now's the point in the show. We get to the Drinking Bro of the Week, which is someone who has inspired you or helped you become the person you are today. Who'd you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to? I was really far over it all day today. I didn't even notice that. Go ahead.
Who do I want to give? Somebody that's inspired
me?
I would say my brother. My brother did, he's 10 years older than me. He did 30 years in the Air Force. He was a command chief of two different military installations. But now he started a consulting group where he's actually a consultant for McDonald's. He goes in and helps train their managers and their executives to help retain employees. None of that stuff really is what's inspired me. It was, you know, when we were kids, man, growing up in a trailer with not much. He was 10 years older than me. He didn't have to hang out with me if he didn't want to. But he did and taught me how to fish, taught me how to hunt, taught me how to shoot guns. My dad's out working 2-3 jobs, so he wasn't available all the time. And so my brother, you know, was a huge part of my life as a child. We spent probably 15 years of not being around each other because of him being on one side of the world, me being on the other, being in the military. And now we reconnected about 5 years ago, and one of the missions that we have is taking guys that are transitioning out of the military on hunting trips with business owners to help them connect with the real world, I guess you would say, so that when they are transitioning out of the military, which, as you know, sucks, that they've got some mentors and they've got some people they can lean on and going into the professional world. And it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun reconnecting with him as an adult. And we sat front row at WrestleMania and got beer on us from Stone Cold and felt like we were in that trailer all over again, you know? So that's the guy that inspired me probably more than anybody right now.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, dude, we appreciate the barbecue, the hospitality, really great podcast guest, by the way. Well, you're a funny dude, man. Were you a comedian in the past?
I did a little bit of stand up. I wrote some stuff, for a few, for a comedian or two, but yeah, did a little bit, really enjoyed that. I never did it with the mindset of wanting to actually be a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
I literally did it because I saw a flyer in a window, and as a kid, I would do, my teachers would give me 5 minutes on a Friday at the end of class to do stand up, and I pretty much just recited what I saw on Saturday Night Live the week before.
Mostly the Eddie Murphy parts.
Yeah, mainly the Eddie Murphy stuff. But then I saw that, and I went on stage, bombed that first time as typical. Then I just went home and started writing. And a guy told me, he said, "Dude, you talk funny." He said, "You've got this whole thing. Yours is country is, you know, turnip greens. Lean into that." And I started doing that and just started telling stories about, you know, my childhood and stuff. And it's a lot of fun. So I believe that, laughter is, can heal a lot of wounds, and I like having fun and enjoying, you know, just life in general. So yeah, I love comedy. Stand up to me is like, everybody should try it once. Everybody.
Yeah. It's very difficult.
You're the most vulnerable thing you can ever do.
Oh yeah, it's and that first time is brutal.
You're out there with your dick out, and it is like, yeah, it is tough. And then what I would always do is, I try to not cuss when
you try to go Foxworthy.
Yeah, I don't cuss. I stopped cussing a while back because, I just thought, man, it's a lot more difficult to come up with things that are beyond just four letters. And I always thought that was pretty cool when Foxworthy did it. And I was like, and he sold more albums than any other comedian. And so I kind of wanted to do that. And it led into, like, even just talking and stuff. I don't use four letter words or anything.
Good the fuck for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm better than you guys.
Yeah. Motherfucker's got 12 words in it, so you can go fuck yourself.
Exactly, dude. It's a 12 letter word. Let's not go with just four Z's, all right? Shit neck. That's got 8. So. God.
You're good at math.
I mean, what the fuck? Are you going to, are you doing a sermon here? This is an old Pentecostal church, by the way.
It is? Yep. Oh, I grew up Pentecostal. I'm still Pentecostal.
Are you really?
I swear to God.
Where the fuck are the snakes at, bro?
No, no, no. Come I'm on. Not that Pentecostal. I'm New Age, brother.
The ones we had were that.
Yeah, you pull out the snakes, I'm running for the hills.
So no lie, if you look, this is the only thing we kept from the church itself.
Yeah, you can tell this is an old church.
Everything else was gutted, and then we did that. But yeah, it was a Pentecostal
I started
church.
Watching the Duggar documentary. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's all like
Jesse had it on the other night, dude.
Amazon Prime, yeah.
Jesse had it on the other night, and I was like, nah, I'm good.
This is rough. It's rough.
She's like, what do you want to watch? And I was like, not this.
Yeah, I
was
like,
he's
going to
start touching kids here in an hour. And I'm like, I'm not. It's fucking Friday, dude. I don't want to watch this.
It's ruining the weekend.
Yeah. I was like, oh, hey, did you work hard all week? Awesome. Let's put on this kitty toucher doc. And I was like, sweet. I go, do you want to back that up with the ferret, the Fogel one? Because you know the Fogel one's out now,
too. Oh, God, I watched that one, too. That, so that
one's mostly about sandwiches, though, right?
Well, sort of.
Dude, I wanted to kill. I've never wanted to kill somebody so bad in my life until I watched that.
Bro.
But the Duggar one, I don't know what's worse, the fact that his son was touching the kids or the fact that the dad covered it up.
Covered it up, yeah. No.
I don't know which one is.
The whole thing is fucking awful. The Fogel one is wild because I didn't know how deep it was.
Is he I feel out? Bad for that girl.
No, he's not out.
He will be, though, at some point. He, like, only, 2029
got, 15, yeah, he only got 15 years.
Yeah, yeah. He'll be out, I think, 5 years.
Has he just been getting gang raped in prison or what?
So we don't
the
know.
The exact opposite.
No.
Oh, he's
no,
been
no,
raping
no,
people?
No. Hang on.
It's not the exact opposite.
So
they're too old for him in prison.
So here's what happened. He got jumped in prison. If he got raped or not, that wasn't really discussed in the doc. But when he got in there,
yeah,
I mean, he ended up in a hospital, you know, fucking 2 months later or whatever.
How do they not put him in, like, some kind of, you know, yeah, some kind of confinement where they know that, okay, this guy is a pedophile plus he's a celebrity? Like, I don't know.
Are you a celebrity, though? I mean, you're Jared
Fogel. I mean, he was a huge face for one of the largest brands out there. And I feel bad for the lady that was, like, his girlfriend that was talking to him on the phone every night.
I don't feel bad for her. That was her dream come true. She wanted to be a fucking crime solver, dude.
But you could tell
this doc was her life where she knew this was going to happen. She manifested it. She got Jared Fogel to talk to her every night. Oh, hey, Jared, what are you thinking about when we have sex?
An 11-year-old. It's like, what?
She was like, yo, what? And he goes, hey, what would you think if I just brought like, dude, when an 11-year-old in the bedroom?
Yeah, it's like.
She was like, I don't know. That seems kind of weird. Describe it to me. And you were just like, holy shit, lady. Like,
that was a tough I honestly had to turn it off and walk away a couple times.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that was a tough one. That almost drove me to drinking again.
I couldn't even finish jacking off.
Let's just, remember that?
Nailed it.
Remember that sign that Samuel L. Jackson wore in Die Hard 3?
Mm-hmm.
We should just put that sign on Jared Fogel and drop him in the middle of Chicago.
It'd be great. It'd be fucking
like,
great, dude.
They're running like a PvP match there anyways.
Yeah.
Dude, when he gets out, he can't. He's just got to move into a house, and he can never leave.
Yeah.
No, he got a gig with Schlotsky's Deli because they're almost out of business. So, what, dude? What?
Maybe he'll get a deal with a glizzy or something, or a gagger, or those are all too big. He's like a beanie weenie is probably what he needs,
the
like
gagger,
a deal
that's
with.
A little much.
He needs a deal with the beanie weenies, a little breakfast sausage.
God,
he likes them
damn
small.
It, dude.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? I don't know if he kept the cash. I don't know anything about what happened because he made a fuckload of money.
What pisses
from those
me
guys.
Off is guys like Iron Sheik die, but he doesn't. You know,
R.I.P. Yeah, like, well, I mean, I was gonna say John Lennon got killed and Yoko didn't, but John Lennon was a cunt too.
He was an awful person.
Yeah,
terrible human.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. At 10,000 reviews, I'll shut the fuck up. All right, I will. I'm all done with it. I get it. I don't want to leave reviews either. And what are we? 6,700 somewhere in there. I fucking hate it, dude. The advertisers care. We don't give a shit. Just know that. And then for merch, go to drinkitbros.com. Support the show. Not 1 cent goes to Ukraine. Got a catalog full of stuff. Hopefully we'll have some cool stuff with you coming out.
Absolutely.
Obviously bring just more barbecue next time. That would really sweeten the deal. But hey, I'm not your
I'll
fucking
do better.
Father. My last name's not Light. I'm not your goddamn dad. So I should be. Should
just
be.
Come to Mexico with me tomorrow.
Where at in Mexico?
I'm going to Cancun for a wedding.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'm sure my wife would love it.
Yeah.
She would love it.
My wife had to stay back, take care of her mom.
Did she really?
Yeah.
She had to stay back?
She did.
She got pushed down a flight of stairs. Yeah, it was the weirdest thing, man. She had to stay back. And I've got to go to Cancun on my own and party at Carlos.
He's going
to
take. Well, first of all, there's only like four steps on the front porch of the trailer, so yeah. It's not that far of a drop.
But you had to dig a hole though at the bottom of your
side. Well, she tripped and hit a fucking car engine that was sitting out there.
Yeah, you know, sure did. Yeah, cars on cinder blocks in the front yard.
Yeah. Did you grow up with your door swinging in or out on your house?
Well, my first place in Georgia was an apartment complex.
Yeah, so your door swung in.
So you swung in, and then I had to sleep. It was only a one bedroom.
Yeah.
So I had to sleep on the couch. The couch was a pullout.
Yeah.
So that lasted for a while. And then my first trick or treat, I was in Sandy Springs, Georgia. My first trick or treat, the guy's like, shirtless, cut off jean shorts, answers the door in the apartment complex. Yeah. He goes, oh, shit. Is it fucking Halloween? He goes, oh, God damn it, man. And I mean, just every other word was a curse word, right? My mom is mortified. You know, they'd moved from like Ohio or something. And mom's mortified. And he goes, oh shit. I gotta quit cursing, man. I gotta quit fucking cursing. I'm sorry, man. Shit. And he goes, I tell you what, I gotta give you something. And he's like, ma'am, do you drink? She's like, no, I gotta take him trick or treating. He's trying to give him a Miller Lite. He's trying to give her a Miller Lite. And he goes, all right, you can't leave here without something. It's Halloween. You're trick or treating. So he goes back in, grabs fish sticks out of a fucking. They had just come out of a fryer, and they were cooling down on. You remember when you couldn't afford the good shit? It was just paper towels, like caked top of each other,
yeah,
and that would soak up the grease.
Absolutely.
And he walks over and he goes, "They're not hot. You can grab as many as you want." You know, I'm like, "Holy shit, dude! Welcome.
That's good living, though.
Welcome to Georgia.
That's good living.
You know what? The best thing about trick or treating in the South is once you're done, you can just empty out that pillowcase, put on your head, cut some eye holes out, and get to work.
Yes,
that's right.
And you got a real job. Yeah. You know, you got meetings.
Yes, you got meetings to get to. My God, this Klan meeting is sponsored by Yellowwood.
Sure is. Kids, grab the scissors. Yeah. I got a couple of eye holes to cut out.
These
tonight.
Hoods are ethically sourced.
They are. And you can get them at nineline.com. I'm kidding. Totally kidding. Thanks for being here, man. It was a fucking blast. Oh, we appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Tell everybody where they can find Nineline products.
Nineline apparel.com. Same thing on all of our socials. Go buy a whole bunch of shirts.
Awesome.
I need it.
Cheers. Thanks for joining us, kids. For Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.
As a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.